And here we go. Welcome, 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 everybody. Thank you so much for joining. Today is the 30th of December, 2025. This is your faithful mentor, Tony Pearl, coming to you live from the beautiful but slightly chilly at the moment, South Tampa, Florida area. And the first thing I want to say is thank you all for coming. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, and very soon, a happy new year. Tomorrow's New Year's Eve. And this is what I like to do every year. I like to host this fabulous holiday call for all as a way of having fun. It's my way of giving back to all my wonderful students. This call is for you. It's my little tradition, little end-of-the-year thing that I do for free. Just my way of saying thank you so much for being such awesome students, friends, and amazing people. It is truly my pleasure and honor to serve you. And I really do these calls because I want to hear what your questions are. I want to network with everybody. And I just like to reconnect with y'all. And yes, as you just heard, I am recording this call, and the recording will be going out. If you got an email, then you'll be getting an email from me with this recording. So, with that out of the way, let me go ahead and tell you what's on the agenda for tonight. First thing we're going to be doing is having a quick recap of this past wacky year, and then some thoughts about what we're going to be looking forward to going forward in 2026. Then I'll have a few announcements, including a nice big one that I can't wait to share with you. And then we'll open up the floor to anyone who would like to share the success they're having in real estate. You know, brag a little, if you will, share some wins. And after that, I'm going to be opening up the floor for some fun time Q&A. I'm sure some people have some questions here, and I would love to be able to serve you and answer those quickly for your and everyone's benefit. And then finally, we're going to wrap up the call and send you on your merry way. And actually, as I always do, I'll occasionally be peppering in some really bad dad jokes as we go. All right, so I think we have a few new people, so I can share this one. Here's a bad example. When does a joke become a dad joke?
I don't know. Tell us. When does a joke become a dad joke?
When it becomes apparent. I like to say, they get worse from here. All right. So, let's have a little recap. 2025. Holy moly, what a year it's been. Yeah, the markets, inflation, tariffs, Venezuelan drug boats, peace through power, and everything else going on. As for the housing markets around the country, as always, everything is in a constant state of flux. In many places, houses aren't selling as quickly as they used to. Between the high yet slowly lowering interest rates and the still too high prices for many people to buy, some markets have definitely softened, especially down here in Florida. Let's not even talk about the condo market. I got a call from a condo seller about an hour and a half south of me very recently, about a week and a half ago. Guy lives in Canada, a condo down in Punta Gorda, and has not been able to sell it. So we're going back and forth and working out some terms and trying to really determine what I want to do with this place. It's all in the water. It's in great shape. But, man, the condo fees are just crazy high. As soon as I determine what the best exit strategy is going to be, I might get it and turn it into a lease option or short-term rental. So there's some great cash flow in that. So it's just a crazy time. I really wish I could tell you everything that's about to happen with the housing market coming up in 2026, but as I like to say, my freaking crystal ball is still broken. And it's not coming out of the shop anytime soon. But I believe it's safe to say a few things, what's most likely coming up. First of all, the Fed, yes, our wonderful central bank, is most likely, we don't know for sure, but most likely going to be lowering interest rates going into next year. And you can pretty much rest assured and bet on the fact that President Trump is going to be replacing the current Fed chief, Jay Powell. Guys, remember, when interest rates are high, the available houses for sale typically increases because sellers aren't able to sell as quickly. So look for houses to sit longer and for more sellers to have increased levels of motivation. And that is very good news for us because due to those factors, you can almost assuredly look for more opportunities to buy on what? terms. That's right. So everything you've been learning about terms will be very useful for us as long as that continues to hold true. When the market turns, when it is a seller's market, when the interest rates are lower, the prices typically go higher, and houses sell really quickly and easily for top dollar because the interest rates are lower and the prices are, monthly prices are lower. And that's what we had up through COVID, right? Especially up through 2022, going into 23, and things slowly start to change. So does anybody have any further insight or experience on this that you would like to comment based on what you see in your area? Please say your name, where you are, and then what you're seeing. Don't be shy. Who'd like to go first?
This is Mamoon Jatu. We'll chime in.
Okay. What's
I got a buddy who actually works for the Treasury Department. And he actually told me that Jerome Powell is on his way out, where Trump is actually bringing in somebody new. And interest rate will be coming down upcoming year.
Yeah.
As far as the whole hype about people that are chiming in and buying and going crazy, I don't know how much is that going to be, because how everything is expensive and people's not having jobs and inflation's, and I know the unemployment rate isn't too crazy right now, but there were times, 2011, 2012, interest rate was like 3.5%. That's when I bought my first house. I didn't see that madness or prices going up again. Any of that, I think what we just, I mean, Tony, you could, You've been in this platform more than probably two decades now.
Mm-hmm.
But based on just a little bit what I saw, what we just saw, this whole COVID, it was just COVID phenomenon where people just had all those extra COVID money or stimulus check or PPP loans and things like that. So they're just like, well, people's not selling because people's are dying. The shortage of housing, so they just had extra money and just hype up the market. And then you got the BlackRock, where they sold themselves property overvalued. They bought it cheap and they sold it to themselves for overvalue, and that raises the prices in the area so high and things like that. So I think it's a mix of a lot of things on the market. It's not just one thing. So coming forward, interest rate coming down, will we see, definitely there'll be buyers, but I don't think it's going to be the crazy hike in the price again.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would agree with you. Because there's a lot of other factors that you just mentioned that tie into all this. You know, I think that people are still a little wary, they're a little scared. Inflation has come down, but the prices don't go down. You know?
No, but you see, because of so much dollars being printed, it's not only a factor of one thing. If you look at price of grocery, how it went up, so that it's not the price, it's just the dollar also came down in value. So that's why the cost of everything else is going up, the insurance, the groceries, the light bills, everything, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So these are all factors that tie into everything that affects our lives. You know, the quality of life, or where we live and how we live, and also our business with regards to real estate. So that's why it's so important to stay on top of market conditions and socioeconomic, geopolitical factors, because we need to know about these things so we can be prepared and take the appropriate actions with our businesses, so we know which side to play, so to speak, and be ready for all that. So these are very important things to keep in mind going forward. Now, who has some ideas on how we can use that to our advantage in this wonderful real estate market?
Tony, well, this is Randy Collins in Lancaster. I sold a good many properties over the last 3 to 5 years, and I found out sometimes when I look back at some of the people that I sold properties to, they would polish them up a little bit, and I might could have done the same thing. And and they would pay $50,000 to $100,000 on them. If you don't really need to sell something, of course, I didn't always need to sell anything either, but sometimes I just got tired of things. But if you don't need to sell something, if you can hang on to it, the stuff keeps going up in value. And some of the stuff that I've maintained, I've had a long time, and it's gone up hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years. And right now, I like to hold on to stuff, and it just keeps going up, and the rent keeps going up. And if we can keep the people paying the rent, I'm going to keep it.
Well, amen to that, and you're a living testimony. You probably are a senior member on the call, so much respect. We should all be listening. And guys and gals, you may want to write this down. As Ron has pointed out to us, the longer you own a property, generally speaking, the more money you'll make. The longer you own a property, the more money you'll make. So depending on where you are in your journey, what you have going on and what you want to do, what you don't want to do, what your situation is in, you may want to focus on one aspect of the business over another. If you're just trying to make a few bucks here and there, not have to deal with the hassle and the joys of being a landlord, even having tenant buyers. And believe me, we all have stories. Anyone who's ever owned a property and had tenants in there know how wonderful that can be. Right, Randy?
Yep, you just have to get used to them. They're not perfect, but Nothing is perfect, so you have some ups and downs, but you just keep doing it. But I had a tenant about 10 or 15 years ago who wanted to buy one of my houses, and I agreed to sell it to him on an owner contract for $75,000, and he fooled around and never bought it. He's still in the house now. And he called me last year or maybe a couple years ago and wanted to buy it. And said he wanted to buy it again. And I said, well, and he wanted to pay me $75,000 again. And I said, well, things changed. It's $275,000 now. So,
wow.
I said,
snooze you lose, right?
He's still renting it and he's still staying in it. And, but the rent's doubled from the time he moved in it. So maybe triple from the time he moved in it. But he's been a pretty good tenant, a little aggravating sometimes, but he can't hardly buy it now. And I don't care if he buys it or not.
That's right, because by the time you eventually wind up getting it back one way or the other, it will have gone up big time. So you're still increasing your net worth and your wealth. Who's this?
India.
India. Hey, you finally made it. What's going on, girl?
Hi, this is Tom.
Hello, darling. Hello, darling. You're coming in a little late, but that's okay. We've been recording the call.
Okay. All right.
Yes. So we're just in the middle of some interaction, engagement here. So stand by. We'll be having some good stuff coming up. All righty. So, thank you for that interaction there, Randy, Mamoon. Anybody else have any comments that you want to add as far as what you're seeing or what you're experiencing with the market in your area or overall?
Yeah, Tony, Michael Frankelli here.
Michael.
Poconos. Yes, sir, Poconos, PA. Hey, I got one. What's the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
Snowballs.
There you go. Yep, you got it.
Come on, man.
I know. Hey, I tried, you know.
Your contribution is appreciated.
Yeah, you got me, though. You figured it out. You could say snow boobs, too.
That's true. We don't discriminate here. Absolutely.
No, we don't. Anyway, I think we're in the fourth industrial revolution in America with the advent of AI coming online, going faster and faster. The baby boomers, I believe it's 1943 to 1966, A lot of them are getting older now, selling businesses that their children don't want. They're dying off also, leaving behind properties and businesses, and leaving trillions of dollars on the sideline.
Right.
So that's all converging at once.
Yeah.
And, you know, with all these other huge changes going on with the government and all this other stuff, it's like it's all going to meet at an intersection. Who knows when? Yeah, but I mean, I think there's going to be more and more opportunities based on some of those factors of just what's coming around the pike here. And, you know, it's who knows what's going to happen, you know? So I think it's going to open up even more.
They say that the baby boomers, with what you just mentioned right there, is probably going to be the largest transfer of wealth in the world. Who is this?
Yeah. Kurt Dixon.
Kurt! Holy crap.
Man, you know what? I apologize. It's at Eastern Standard Time. So, and I was just like, oh, crap. So I'm late.
All right, well, knowing you, I'll let you slide this time.
Okay.
You can't believe you come late now, bro.
Au revoir.
That's Kurt Dixon, is a super successful student and a good friend of mine in the Austin, Texas area.
Yes.
And also, dude, in fact.
All right, yes.
What was that?
And he's also a cool dude.
He is a very cool dude and a fellow salsa dancer.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I'm going salsa dancing for New Year's, the New Year's party.
Very nice. I'll be salsa dancing on my next cruise. I'm coming up on January 8th.
Yes, you become a true cruise king, my friend.
And you're taking us with you, right, Tony?
Come on with it. Absolutely.
Where are you going, Tony?
Leaving out of Tampa, our local port, which is like just over half an hour away from where we live, and going down to Cozumel and back. I don't think there's any other stops we're making. It's just a 5-day, 4-night cruise.
God, I'm going the same time on the 9th to Royal Caribbean, to the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos. I thought maybe you were going to be on the same one. Darn it.
That would have been awesome. We need to coordinate.
Yeah.
At some point, I'm thinking about putting together my own real estate cruise. And doing that, I think we should make it happen. Real estate and salsa dancing. What do you think?
I'm in.
I'll eat
all
salsa,
right.
Not dance through it.
Wow, we got that too. So all that good stuff is coming up. All that good stuff. All right. So, guys, I think it's about time to have another horrible dad joke and then make the big announcement. So, let's see. Yeah, let me see if I can find what I had here. Goodness gracious. Yeah, so it's New Year's Eve coming up here, so why was 6 afraid of 9? Because 9, 8, 7, you get it? I know, it's terrible.
Bad dad joke.
I know. Goodness gracious. Very, very bad. So, let me see. All right, let's go ahead and get this big announcement out of the way, guys. I'm really excited to share something with you that I've been working on. It's after a lot of introspection and reflection, I've just decided to do something really cool. And I want to share this with you before we move on. And this connects perfectly to everything we've been talking about tonight and a lot more. The market, the changes, the opportunities, and honestly, the need for better connection. So let me ask you a couple quick questions, and you don't have to answer out loud. Just answer honestly in your head. Have you ever felt like you kind of knew what to do in real estate but just didn't feel as motivated because you may feel like you're doing it alone? or maybe you felt or maybe you felt like you weren't sure what to do. You were confused. You may have gotten some education, but you're still not sure about what to do, and you don't know where to turn. You don't know who to ask, or maybe you're not sure about how to ask, even if you did know what to ask. Have you ever wished you had a place where you could just ask a quick question without feeling like you were bothering someone? I know I have.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe you felt like you wanted a place where you could have people actually respond and share what's working right now and don't try to sell you something every freaking 5 minutes. Maybe have your thought, man, I just want to be around other real estate investors who are on the actual journey I'm on, and actually doing this. Not gurus, not keyboard warriors, just real people. And here's the big one. Have you ever felt like you had potential you weren't fully using? Not because you're lazy or incapable, but because you didn't have enough connection or momentum or maybe accountability around you. Right? So I've been thinking about a lot of this stuff lately, and honestly, I realized something, that education alone isn't enough anymore. There's more information out there, geez Louise, than ever before. But what people are really missing is community, conversation, and consistency. I think this is what actually moves the needle these days. And that's why I've decided to build something new. You see, I have just launched a brand new community called, hope you like this, Real Estate Academy.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound good? Yeah. And it is a private community based on the Platform School. Has anyone heard of the Platform School? S-K-O-O-L?
Yes.
Okay, I know a few of them.
Are you talking about that? This is where I actually graduated. Is that what you're talking about?
What? There you go.
That's where I actually graduated. Is that what you're talking about?
No. not where you actually graduated. That was boring. Not S-C-H-O-O-L with the board, B-O-R-E-D, of education. I'm talking about SKOOL, S-K-O-O-L. Has anyone ever heard of Sam Ovens or Alex Hormozy?
Yes.
Yes. I have several books of his.
Yes.
Awesome. For those of you who don't know, Alex Hormozy is a marketing legend. He had $100 million offers and gym launch and a whole bunch of stuff. He's like the hottest kid on the block worth multiple hundred million dollars.
Start
and,
from gym.
Marketing genius, a fellow gym aficionado. He has basically come onto this company and has helped it with the marketing, and they've just blown up. And the guy who really started it, his name is Sam Ovens. He's also a marketing genius and a unique New Zealand guy. So anyway, this is a special community. It's a platform. And what I've done is I've built a community on there, and it's built specifically for people like you guys, our tribe here, our fellow investors who want a better education, more real conversations, more inspiration, and more connection. It's not a simple course library that has the intention of collecting digital dust. It's intended to be like a living, breathing community where we all learn together, share wins, ask questions, workshop deals, and actually support and help each other. And yes, have fun doing it. Okay, so now you probably wonder, all right, Tony, I know you. How much is this going to cost? Sounds good, but how much? Anybody thinking that?
How much, Tony?
How much?
Well, guys, I could easily charge a big chunk of money for this. I could do like $97 a month, something cheap for this. And I know at some point I probably will. But because this is brand new, and because you're here tonight, and because I want to help build this with you, because I love and want to support you guys, I'm doing something a little crazy. I'm actually opening this community for free. I know, for free. What am I thinking? I must be nuts.
Not Tony. No. Tony, you got to pay us. That's how.
What's the catch, Tony? What's the catch?
We can. Go ahead.
That's all right. Sorry. Not a trial, not a teaser, no catch, not a free for 7 days in a surprise situation. I thought about doing that. But no, I'm not going to do it. Not now. Maybe later I'll do some stuff like that because Because you guys are going to be founding members, and because I want y'all to be a part of this, we're going to engage and interact, and I want you to give your input and talk back and forth with all another, with each other. With your questions, your ideas, your participation, your energy, we're going to build this thing together. I'm really going to be looking to facilitate this and make it all happen as a team in that way. And that's really the part I'm most excited about. Okay, so that is what we're going to be doing. And I'm going to give you a link that you can go to. I'll probably be sending out an email with the link there. But I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a link right now on the phone. Take a note of this. Go there when you want to, as soon as possible, and join up for free. And here is the link. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Write it down. Open it up to what you got to do. It's a very simple link. It's simply yourrealestatecourse.com. Your realestatecourse.com/academy. Okay? Yourrealestatecourse.com/academy. And that is the slash that is where the question mark is on your keyboard. Okay?
Well, it's your regular site that I'm already paying for. It's just slash academy. Okay.
Yeah, that will take you to the link. Okay, I just that's a simple, pretty link that I just made for you guys to use to take you to the community. And then you're going to, when you get to that page, you'll simply join, click the button that says join group and register, and then I'll approve you and you'll be in. So it's very bare bones right now because I literally just put this thing together like yesterday and today.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, so this is like naked bare bones. And what I'll be doing is adding more content on there, creating some courses, and there will soon be some paid content, some courses to buy and all that other fun stuff, but right now it's going to be base level stuff to get things going. And for you guys founding members, I'm sure if and when I put some paid stuff on there, I'll make it cheap and discounted for you so that it's good to go. Don't worry about that now. That's coming later. Don't worry about it right now. All good. All right, so yourrealestatecourse.com/academy. Good stuff. Okay? Any question about that so far?
No.
Yeah, Tony, is that just for... Well, is that just for people on Planet Ron?
For now, yeah, but no, not soon. I'm really intending to open this up to the universe, so to speak, outside of Planet Rock. But you guys are going to kick it off, and we'll have that going like this. But it's going to open up to other people and bring in some more new, fresh people outside of Planet Rock. Good question.
Okay, so now is it just like a networking community with us right now? It's like, hey, I got a deal, I have a question, blah blah blah. You network with people, other people on here. Is that what this is?
That's one of many things it is. Yeah, absolutely. So that way, someone in like Kurt in Austin, Texas, he might someone might get a lead or a deal in Austin, Texas, and want to network with him, or wherever you might be, so you guys can work together. And do deals together, or ask questions about deals, and generally engage and interact, and I'll be chiming in every now and then, making sure that whatever is exchanged is accurate, and no one's giving out bad advice. We can't have that.
Okay.
Membership pending. I'm in.
Me too. That would make three of us.
Awesome. Let me take a look at the site. And see what we've got so I can approve y'all peoples.
Can we bookmark it?
Yeah, absolutely. You should bookmark it. Steve Johnson,
do you know how
Brian Lucy, Vince Holdhouse, you're all approved. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, how do we bookmark it?
Use the bookmark feature in your web browser.
Oh, okay. I just figured we could do it inside the course. Okay, cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is separate from the website, yourrealestatecourse.com.
Right. Okay. Cool.
It does not replace. Let me just bring this up. It does not replace yourrealestatecourse.com, which everyone knows is the greatest membership website for real estate investors with all the awesome
things
on
it. It is phenomenal. It really is phenomenal.
It has everything.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm always open for more suggestions on more things I could add there. There's more stuff on that site, on yourrealestatecourse.com, than you guys know. The tools that are on there that I've added, I've also added some AI stuff on there that just knocks it out. There's a marketing generator, marketing plan generator. There's a deal generator, a deal idea generator. I don't even remember what I called it, but it's awesome. You can input it asks you a few questions, you answer them, and then it tells you, it gives you a plan, a comprehensive plan. And I'm going to be adding some more stuff on there very, very soon. I'll also be adding stuff onto the site, community as well. So everything's moving on up. It's just really what I'm going to do to help make everything easier and better for you guys. My way of spreading good karma here. Okay? Yay. Okay. So this is something I want to ask you guys for, especially as we spring into New Year's. And I love New Year's because it's the only time of year we're saying last year actually means last week. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Good. Did you know by January 2nd, half the country is already behind on the New Year's resolutions?
By January 2nd, huh?
By January 2nd.
That didn't take long.
That's damn quick.
Right.
Yep, pretty fast.
I go right back to TikTok.
Oh, God. Jeez,
that's
TikTok. Addictive. All this social media, holy moly. It is as addictive. It's more addicting than crack. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we live down here in Florida, and we brought my mother is now 97, and she lives with us now. We're caretakers. She's still pretty independent, thank God. But I tell you, seeing someone decline as they get up in age like that is, yeesh, it's tough to see. But she's still strong.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah, that is good.
And she's still in her right mind and everything?
According to some. Yeah, no, she's very lucid. She's amazing. She's still sharp. But it just drives me crazy having my mother live with us, you know. Because it's when my wife gets home, I want to have some private time. But there's Nana, right in the middle of everything. Nana, beat it. Go upstairs. I'm not ready yet. Get the frickin' hint.
Get out in the garage.
Yeah, beat it. Go somewhere. I'm a real bastard. I talk a lot of smack, guys. I'm really bad in that. But it's all love. I tell you, talking is one of the few things that keeps me sane some days. Can anybody relate?
Oh, yeah.
I can.
Okay, thank you.
At least she's still here. So.
You're absolutely right about that. And I'm thankful for that every day, Brian. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Some of us have lost family. I know, Brian, you lost your father recently. Again, my condolences, brother. So, and it's not something that's ever easy. And time does take the pain and the sting away little by little. But when someone's gone, they're gone. So we have to appreciate and love them every day that we can. And I remind myself of this all the time. Thank you for
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Yes, indeed. All right, guys, I want to ask as we transition to the next part, and everyone should still be continuing to sign up, yourrealestatecourse.com/academy. Yay. So everyone join for free. I don't know why you wouldn't want to join. It's a beautiful thing. And we'll be able to communicate through there. And I will also, by the way, another thing I'll be able to do on this platform is host events, calls on there, and maybe webinars at some point here soon and doing some fun things like that. Maybe Google Meets. We can actually see each other, which is good for some and not so good for others, depending on the day, of course. Just playing. Anyway, so, yeah, all that stuff is good. So I want to ask, as we transition to the next part, who has some wins that you'd like to share? Who would like to brag about some deals that you've done this year, money that you've made, personal improvements or advancements that you've made in your life, anything positive to share the love? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Go for it.
So this is Brian Lucy. I've been doing a lot of classes with Ron and with Tony this year. So I think that's been really helpful.
Awesome. Anything specific you'd like to share?
I went to the implementation Power Days back in October, and it was interesting. It was an interesting.
Yeah.
Get there and back, and the class was good. It had a lot of information on setting up the dream site and all that. So it was interesting. It was really interesting. There was only five of us in the class.
What? Wow.
Yeah. Yep. That was really nice.
Wow. Yeah, you probably got some good personal engagement and interaction time, no doubt.
Yeah, one only. Yeah.
Very cool. Very
yeah,
cool.
It was good.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Anybody else would like to go and share some good news?
Tony, this is Steve Johnson over in Panama City.
Steve Johnson, go for it, brother. Great to have you here.
I got some really good stuff this year. I was able to transfer a few things into a few trusts, and I learned how to defeat the IRS tax system, and that was the comment on your that one audiobook with over at the Fed, talking about the Federal Reserve, the creation of that. So,
oh, you read that article? Yeah. Listen to the audio. Awesome.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. And remember, I commented on it. So I said, everybody check out 12 U.S. Code 411, and it talks about a very specific term in there called lawful money. And, yeah, I was able to essentially get all of my income tax, my W-2, and all that stuff, literally, they take zero taxes out of my paycheck, and I pay zero taxes to the IRS. So, with the way I file. That is super powerful. I mean, that was an instant 10% pay, you know, actually a 22% pay raise in my pay, so, over the year. Another win I just learned about in October was living out of my investment portfolio off of margin, living off of dividends, which has grown immensely. So instead of taking 10% of your pay, the normal investment guru would tell you, say, take 10% of your pay and put it in, you know, investment portfolio and let it grow. Well, instead of 10%, I direct 100% of my pay. I mean, if somebody pays me $20 on Cash App, it's going straight to my brokerage. From there, from my brokerage, I buy stock, whatever, pays dividend, and then I leverage against that using margin to pay my bills.
That's amazing.
So,
that's some advanced stuff.
That is super advanced, and like if you can imagine – I don't know, I'm just going to throw a round number in there, right? Like, let's just say your income is $5,000 a month and you're supposed to be putting, you know, I don't know, $50 to $100 a month into, you know, your brokerage account. Well, instead of it building at $50 a month, you're building at $5,000 a month and then leveraging off of that. So it's very powerful. So, yes, those are my three wins that I've got this year. No real estate wins. That is going to be probably next year when I get into that.
Okay.
So
Well, thank you for sharing what you have going on, Stephen. That is amazing. And I'm really glad that you have these great things going on. And by the way, Stephen was referring to an article that I've written, How Money Works, on the website, parts one and two. The How Money Works part one is the beginning, and then part two is the dawn of a new currency. So if you guys haven't read that on the website, man, make sure you do, because that is some powerful stuff in there. I've had a lot of people request it, and I've shared it with them individually on that. But, Stephen, I want to ask you something. Would you be open to having a Q&A type interview where I interview you about these tax strategies and how you made them happen at some point soon?
Yes, sir, I would.
Oh, man, we'll have to make that happen. I just put it down on my notes.
I
appreciate that.
I'm very open. I'm very open to do it. And I promise you, not one of your CPAs or lawyers will understand it. I can guarantee you 100%. So none of them would understand it. So, and it is 100% legal, because the IRS and the government, you can look up the term, and it is legitimately on their balance sheet. They put it on there every month, and I can point that link out to you as well for
awesome.
The skeptics out there. So.
Awesome. This is a prime example of, if you think that the cost of education is expensive, try ignorance. And most people are
right.
Most 90% of the public probably doesn't have a clue about this kind of stuff. So we will all do better and do well by knowing things that most people don't know. Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
Yeah. And one half to one third of your wealth will come from your knowledge of tax laws and how to use them to your advantage. So just like us knowing about how land trusts work and using them to our advantage that most people don't know, even a lot of the so-called professionals, attorneys, and a lot of real estate professionals, they don't have a clue about land trusts and how they work. And because they don't know, and we do, we are able to profit and do well with them. Same thing can be said about exactly what you just talked about there. So we will have to set up a time to have a nice, fun interview, whether we do it live or record it and share it later on. And yeah, so I'll reach out to you soon about that, okay?
I'm down. Anytime you're ready.
Amen. And before we continue with the next one, I want to have a few more Santa jokes. All right? A few Santa jokes. Now, a couple of you guys may have heard these before. Doesn't matter. When you hear from me, it's like hearing from the first time. Hearing the first time. So, how do you wash your hands over the holidays? With sanitizer. That's bad.
Oh.
Why don't you ever see say melt a snowman?
Yes. That's a good guess. Just not the yellow ones, though. You want
I'm glad.
Anyways,
I'm
why
glad
don't you
he
ever
is.
See? Why don't
he,
you ever
I'm
see?
Glad, huh? Tony, I'm glad you didn't say Pamela Henderson.
What?
Instead of sanitizer, you didn't say like Pamela Henderson or something like that.
Okay. But why don't you ever see Santa in a hospital? Because he has private elf care. Private elf care.
Elf care.
That's right. Why is Santa...
That one was good.
I know. Some won't get good, some get bad. So why is Santa afraid of getting stuck in the chimney? Because
why?
He has claustrophobia.
Is claustrophobia?
Is one of my favorite. Yes, claustrophobia. Why does Santa
kind of
claustrophobia?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Why does Santa have three gardens? So he can ho ho ho.
That's a good one.
What nationality is Santa Claus? North Polish.
Boom, boom.
How can you tell that Santa is real? Because you can always sense his presence. Boom, boom. If Santa and Mrs. Claus had a baby, what would he be? A subordinate clause.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a real estate one. You got to laugh extra hard for that. All right. What? There's three more I have for Santa. What goes Santa walking backwards. What does Santa spend his hard-earned salary on? What does Santa spend his hard-earned salary on? Jingle bills. And as a motorcyclist myself, motorcycle rider myself, I got a nice 1700 street black and chrome cruiser sitting in my garage. What brand of motorcycle does Santa ride? A Harley Davidson. Harley Davidson. I'll save the New Year's jokes for a couple more minutes from now. Who else has something quick that they would like to share? Some wins, some victories, successes in 2025. Personal or professional?
I got one.
Go for it.
When I say it, it may not initially sound like a win, but it turned out to be a great win. I had a partnership that I was doing the guy. It turned out he was a real scumbag and everything, you know, mid-October. You know, he disappeared, and then once I got cleared up, I ended up getting some really good cash buyers out of it. I've got I cleaned up my marketing because, you know, I'm pretty good about keeping my KPIs, and now things are looking to go up because I took that experience with him, and I ended up turning it into a win just because I got the experience of what not to work with, right, or who not to work with, and I've been able to close more deals since then without his involvement. So that's a win for me.
That's awesome. It sounds like you took chicken shit and turned it into chicken salad, Kurt.
Pretty much. Pretty much. That's a great way of putting it.
I think I'm going to write a book with that title, I swear.
I got rid of the chicken shit, and I got real chicken, and then made the salad.
I heard it's tastier that way. Very good.
A lot tastier.
A lot tastier. Shitty. And more hygienic. Yes. Yes, indeed. Thank you for sharing, Kurt. Always a pleasure. Thank you. Anyone else? I'll take one more. Who has a success? Like to share.
Well, we joined Roland Land 2021, but we have closed several deals between 2021 and now, but we are middle of closing one deal right now as we speak. This will be our first deal that we're going to close the way Roland Land taught us how to do it.
Oh, where is it located?
Tampa. Actually, that's one in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, in Ron's back. Very nice.
Also, very zero nice. Out of pocket came from our contractor. Just said, "Hey, we can't afford to pay it. Here, keep the house." Great.
Taking over subject two, or buying on rep?
Sure. Subject two, but we're buying in rep. Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. How much you going to make on that?
I think something we discussed that we're going to turn that into past split. And I think the cash flow is going to be $2,000 a month.
Ooh, that wow. How many bedrooms is it?
It has a five, but they recommend it turn into three additional bedrooms.
Wow. Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. For those of you who don't know what a pad split is, it's like a short-term rental, but instead of renting out the whole house, you rent out individual rooms.
Okay. I was thinking about that.
And they pay weekly.
And they pay weekly. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. So we'll have to talk more about that. As you go.
The other wins, we were able to find the vice president through just the networking and talk to him and kind of figure out what we need to buy and what we need to do for maximum cash flow.
Okay.
Yep.
I love it. This guy who's talking right here is Mamoon. Very successful student, used to be my neighbor up in Virginia. And just a super sharp, awesome guy with a great, beautiful family. And, you know, he's a little funny looking, but we still love him. That's okay. And he drives a really, you still have that self-driving Escalade?
I do. Can't get rid of that one.
We rode in that thing together and got on Ron's plane, his private plane. We were hanging out. That was a fun day. And you got your business partner, Michael. I see he's been here.
Michael should be there too. Michael, go ahead and say hello.
Hi, Tony. Good to hear you. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, man. Great that you could join us, brother. Good to have you too.
Yeah, my pleasure. Those dad jokes, man, they're horrible.
I know. I heard you laughing though.
I'm cracking up here on mute. Don't worry about it.
I heard you laughing even on mute.
Yeah, I'm laughing on mute. Yeah. Thanks for inviting.
Oh, glad you could make it, man. So happy. Absolutely. Glad you're still a part of the team. Yeah, just remember, guys, when you tell people that you're partners, you have to say business partners because it is 2025, almost 26. You have to be careful how you use certain words these days because people may assume.
Yes.
Partner, curious, and transition. Just remember those. All good. Okay. Let's keep things moving here. Let's see. What is a New Year's resolution? It's simply something. We could define it the right way, but I'll just say it's something that goes in one year and out the other.
That's it.
What happened to the man who shoplifted the calendar on New Year's Eve? He got 12 months. And every year, we all look forward to a good show at Times Square. And year after year, they drop the ball.
True.
That's right. Last New Year's Eve joke. Dracula passed out at midnight on New Year's Eve because there was a countdown. Dracula passed out. That's the worst one, I tell you. That is the worst one. Okay, let's see here. Remember, guys, sign up while you can. yourrealestatecourse.com/academy. Join for free. What's not to love? Be a part of the fun. Have fun, hang out, and all kinds of shenanigans and hijinks should definitely ensue. Absolutely. All right, let's see what else we got here. Okay. So who has, I'd like to transition to the next part here. We're getting close to wrapping this call up here. But I wanted to see, does anybody have any questions about real estate, marketing, copy, technology, AI, any questions or anything that you'd like to discuss or bring up while we have the opportunity?
I have a question.
Yes,
hi, this is India. I wanted to know, is the market going to change? Do you think the market's going to continue changing with all the policies that's starting to take place? Or you think it's going to get any better or worse, or just your opinion as far as
Oh, good Lord. You know, I wish I could definitely say, here's exactly what's going to happen, here's exactly what to do. But, my God, there's so many factors that come into all this stuff. So it's all speculation and possibilities. We can only play the probabilities on what we believe we know by our best guess and education and being informed and educated as much as possible. So what I think will happen next year, gosh, I think that things are going to continue the way that they have been for a bit longer. And hopefully, nothing major happens with regards to the world blowing up. Three-Eye Atlas came and went. We didn't know what the hell that thing was. There's a big question about tariffs. All the experts, I tell you, what's really interesting is how often are these experts, who the hell are these experts? And why are they always wrong? It's going to be some of the biggest educated idiots that are out there. I mean, they're always saying, this is what's going to happen, that's what's going to happen. But time after time, they're wrong. It's like the fake
right.
media always saying this and that, and they're always wrong. And they lie.
Right.
So the best thing I can tell you, India, is get as much knowledge and education as you can from the most reliable, trusted sources that you can. And I'll tell you, it ain't the news. Just basically, when it comes to the news, who can agree with this? Just about everything that they tell us, believe the opposite, and you're probably going to be okay.
Okay.
Now, it's no big mystery. I tend to definitely lean hard conservative. And anytime I go and see what CNN or MSDNC is saying, they are so grossly misinformed, and the crap that they spread to people, I mean, my God, it's amazing that that these networks are still around. All the crap that they push. Fox News, they're more entertaining, and they tend to be more correct, in my opinion. But, you know, we don't want to get too much into politics here, even though I think we all, most of us here, would tend to agree on things. But politics aside, there's a lot of things that are happening around the world with regards to monetary policy, banks, geopolitical things, and all that stuff. What's not going to change is the fear that they continue to push on people. So step more out in faith. Do the best you can to educate yourself on techniques, tactics, and strategies. Always ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen, and how can I avoid that? And believe that you have a lot more power and potential and awesomeness inside you than you probably think that you do. And as long as you're putting yourself in a position where your chances of losing are minimal and your chances of winning are maximal, that's the best thing. And remember what the big three
mean. Okay.
The big three things that you never want to do.
Right.
Don't personally guarantee debt, don't make promises you can't keep, and don't write big checks. Because when you put money out, and also, guys, just a personal bit of advice here, be aware there's a lot of asshole scammers out there. And they're coming to get you and your money and take advantage of you nine ways to Sunday. When Ron says the whole world is full of crap, that's putting it mildly. Ask me how I know this. I've seen it. I've had some experiences. And I tell you, it can be pretty tough out there. So, and that's another thing why we need a good community of people to watch each other's backs and bounce ideas off of and help support each other.
Well, so, I want to piggyback off of that. So there's obviously a lot of news being floating everywhere, regardless of real estate or not. If I have something in doubt that I need to clarify, I always come back here with the man himself, Tony, and I talk to him and we kind of talk it out. And I think what he is building here with a lot of good folks, and everybody has their own expertise and knowledge and experience and good at what they do. If we build this community and where we can build, more importantly, trust, I think people could really take this knowledge and the experience to the next level.
Well said. Thank you for that, Mama. Beautiful.
Yeah, I also got one thing, Tony, to add to what India asked. One more element I forgot about with the fourth industrial revolution is we can probably all agree that history does repeat itself. We have a depression every 80 to 100 years. So the last one was 1929. We're at the top band of a depression. So, in the last couple of years, this whole economy was fugazi. They printed so much money, it's all artificial.
Oh,
so they
God.
Propped that all up with 2x4s and nails. And they should have used 4x4s and screws.
Well said.
Yeah. So I did forget about that, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Thanks for that, Michael, and thanks for your question, India. Yeah.
Thank you.
This again, why we need to have these kinds of discussions more often, and this type of interaction and engagement, because it's just a lot more than just real estate. There's so many more things that that factor into life, our quality of life, what we do, our psyche, our spirit, our energy, our health and vitality. Woo-hoo-hoo. Isn't that right, Michael?
Oh, yes. I will attest to that.
Yes, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's something else that if, as we continue going on and engaging, that's, you know, there's so many other things I'm into, and you guys are as well. So we should all be able to help grow and help each other out and engage like this and have fun doing it with a few bad dad jokes thrown in along the way. Of course. Of course. So, yeah.
Do we have to have bad dad jokes, though?
Do we have to? Absolutely.
Okay.
Good dad jokes, too. And bad ones.
Good dad jokes, too. Why not? Yeah. Again, we don't discriminate here. We don't discriminate. So, you know, and by the way, when we're going through all this stuff, we all know about Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will. But have you ever heard about Cole's Law?
No.
Cole's Law? It's thinly sliced cabbage. Cole's Law. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Europe.
You're a poo.
No, I'm not a poo. I'm not a poo. God. You know, I know a lot of good jokes about umbrellas, but they usually go right over someone's head. So, guys, as we talk about banks, just make sure that when they give you compliments, they're not telling you that you have an outstanding balance. So everyone
like
should have gone. That's right, thank you. Umbrella and so everyone should have gone to yourrealestatecourse.com/academy. I'll send out an email link in case you're not able to go there now. And I'll also be sending out a recording of this call, hopefully by tomorrow. I should have the time to do that. So I just want to go ahead and start to wrap this up. If anyone else has a question, last minute question that you want to throw in, now's the time.
What type of information are we going to do as far as the learning how to do the marketing correctly?
I'll probably put some marketing material in there, put together some training. I may get some interviews and bring on some other experts at some point, especially as the community will hopefully intentionally grow. And as it grows bigger and bigger, it becomes more attractive to the right people to have some people come in and share what they have going on, and whether they want to, whatever they want to share or whatever, that'd be awesome. So, but I love marketing, and I do intend to have some great information and resources to add on there as well. Who's that joining in now?
Oh, it's me, Luis Candelario.
Luis, man, you're an hour late, brother.
An hour? Is it really an hour?
Yeah. An hour 15 minutes ago.
No.
And we're getting ready to wrap this up. I'm so glad you made it, my friend. Está bienvenido, pero llegaste un poquito tarde, hombre. No, mames, güey.
Oh, man, that's right. It's at 5. I thought it was at 5 for some reason. I didn't think it was at 4.
Oh, shoot.
Well, you're a West Coaster, so it's 4 o'clock. But no worries, brother, no worries. I will be sending out a recording of the call. Just make sure that you go to you missed the big announcement. I'm starting a new community. It's going to be having all kinds of great stuff in there, and it's bare bones right now, so I'm just launching it, literally like yesterday and today. So sign up for free, by going to yourrealestatecourse.com/academy, because it's called Real Estate Academy. It's going to be awesome. So just getting it off the ground. And we're going to have engagement, community, interaction, discussion. It should be amazing. yourrealestatecourse.com/academy. Okay? So go there and sign up for free. Do it now. What are you waiting for here? Or, in the words of another extremely awesome and wise man, this is going to be the greatest community you've ever been to. We're going to be talking about real estate. We're going to be talking marketing. And I know marketing. I've known a lot about marketing. I'm very good friends with a lot of people who are excellent marketers, the best in the business, believe me. And we're going to be having a lot of fun here in this community, Real Estate Academy. And the people know me very well. We get along very well. Everybody knows. So don't hesitate, because you're not going to want to miss out on this, Dave. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's the best here.
That's it.
Absolutely.
So it's Real Estate Academy or Your Real Estate Academy?
Well, the academy, the group is called Real Estate Academy, but to get there and sign up for free, you want to go to our website, yourrealestatecourse.com/academy, and that will take you where you need to go.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Separate from the website.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. And you missed all the dad jokes, but you'll have to hear them on the recording. Let's send that out. Yeah. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and wrap this call up. I can smell dinner being cooked. And I'm going to go down and join my wife and my mother downstairs, because she's always there.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so when we go on our cruises, we have a friend of hers come up and stay with us, her in the house, and they hang out together and have a good time, and then we get to enjoy our nice vacation. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice. Yeah.
Next year, we're also going to be going to Japan, because my oldest son, Vincent, is in the Air Force, and he was stationed in Japan with his wife there. So, man, can't wait to do that. Japan is going to be awesome. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. I want to go there. Yeah, that's
I've always wanted to go to Japan.
Yeah, really.
Hopefully I'll be able to get some good anime stuff. I love anime. I'm a big kid.
Right.
Anyways, guys, thank you all for coming. Man, I really appreciate y'all showing up tonight, taking the time out of your busy schedules. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. And I can't begin to tell y'all how much I love and appreciate you. You like my children. That's right.
Yes, Tony.
Yay. Absolutely. And if anyone is looking to reconnect with me as your coach, as your mentor, I do have some spots opening up for the right people. You can always reach out to me at TonyMentorsMe@gmail.com. And let's see. And, yeah, something else I'd like to say as we close these sorts of calls is, may all your children have rich parents, and may all your parents have rich children. And by the time you check into the nursing home, may you own it.
That's right.
I like that.
Yeah.
Guys, I can't emphasize enough. Join that club. Join the crew. YourRealEstateCourse.com/academy. You're going to love it. This is a great platform. We're going to have some good stuff coming up, and I want to be able to
I think we also joined, Tony, waiting for the approval.
Oh. I want to take a look, and who's that for you?
But by the way, Tony.
Approved, Luis. What's that?
Yeah.
By the way, Tony.
Yeah.
Casa Bonita is now open, so, you know, you could, go there.
It's too cold in Colorado, Brian, but I'll definitely keep that in mind.
Come on, man. It was 56 today.
Oh, you're having a heat wave. Yeah, it was that. It's actually 52 degrees right now.
Yeah.
It's 52 degrees where I am right now. We're going to get down to like the freaking 40s tomorrow.
It's 34 days. Where I'm at.
Whoa.
Cold.
Dang. 34. Crazy.
Yes.
Forget about it. I did not.
And the Broncos are a top seed team this year.
I know. Can you believe it? The same thing with the Patriots. Who knew?
Bears, too. Look at the Bears. The Bears are doing
the
good.
The Bears and the stinking Niners. Yeah. And what about my Cowboys? Let's not talk about my Cowboys. Let's not talk about my Raiders or the Dolphins. The Ravens are choking, but they still might make it. I don't know. They'll choke against the Steelers, I know. And Tampa Bay was doing great, my local team. But I don't know what the heck is going on with them recently. Football sucks this year. Yeah. But it's a good thing I'm a basketball fan, too. My Boston Celtics are surprisingly good, and they are a pleasure to watch. Love my Celtics. Yeah. Any fellow basketball fans?
Not no more.
Not really. Gotcha. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this puppy up. Again, thank you all for coming. Really appreciate you making the time and taking the time. And keep an ear out for that call recording and the email I'll be sending out very shortly. And I will be having another call like this next year. But in the meantime, we should be having some other calls and some events and all that good stuff through the community. And, yeah, going from there. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Tony.
Happy New Year. God bless.
God bless you, too. Yes. And wish you all well.